Good morning and welcome to another edition of the Morning Devotional. My name is Pastor William Hill. I'm the pastor of Providence Church, a congregation of the Presbyterian Church in America located in Evansville, Indiana. It's great to have you here with me for a Friday, April 15th, 2022. This is edition number 153 of season 4 of the Morning Devotional. We have been going through the Westminster Shorter Catechism, and we've spent quite a bit of time looking at the sacraments of baptism and the Lord's Supper, and right in the middle of dealing with issues related to the Lord's Supper. Today we're going to conclude larger catechism question 175. But let's pray first, and then we'll look at this question and answer again together this morning. Father, as we look at your word now, we pray for grace and strength and help that as we seek to understand these things, that your spirit would guide us and lead us and direct us. We ask for your kindness. We ask that you'd forgive us for our sins and transgressions and that you would help us to walk in your ways. In all that you have commanded us, may we do so with joy and delight in our hearts. For all you have done for us, we pray in the name of Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, we have been looking at Larger Catechism 175. This is the third time that we've spent the morning devotional looking at this question. So I'm just going to read the question and give the answer, and we'll complete Larger Catechism 175 together this morning. The question is, what is the duty of Christians after they have received the sacrament of the Lord's Supper? The duty of Christians after they have received the sacrament of the Lord's Supper is seriously to consider how they have behaved themselves therein, and with what success, if they find quickening and comfort, to bless God for it, beg the continuance of it, watch against relapses, fulfill their vows, and encourage themselves to a frequent attendance on that ordinance. But if they find no present benefit, more exactly to review their preparation to and carriage at the sacrament, in both which, if they can approve themselves to God in their own consciences, they are to wait for the fruit of it in due time. But if they see they have failed in either, they are to be humbled, and to attend upon it afterwards with more care and diligence. One of the things that I often hear from people, well, often, I don't know if often is the right word, but I have heard from time to time from people is, I receive no benefit from the worship service. I receive no benefit from the preached word. I receive no benefit from the sacraments. And many times I'd like to ask, I don't usually ask, but I think maybe I might start asking in the future, is just exactly what did you do to prepare for those things? Did you prepare for the worship of God on the Lord's Day? Did you prepare for to hear the word preached? One of the things that I do, or at least I try to do for my congregation, is I like to send out a worship guide on Saturdays that families can use in preparation for worship. I confess I don't do it every week, but I have done it frequently throughout my time in the ministry and here at Providence. I send out the hymns ahead of time, a month ahead usually. I send the bulletin midweek for people to review and to use as preparation for worship. All that being said, it's one thing to give the tools to people. It's a whole other thing for people to use them. And so when you find that you come to the Lord's Supper and you find that there is no benefit, you have recognized perhaps that there is no benefit. It may be because of a lack of preparation for the sacrament, as we have discussed over the last few editions of the Morning Devotional. And it could be simply that, as the Catechism says, that if in fact you have prepared and you have been diligent to approve yourself to God, as it states here, and your own conscience, you are to wait for the fruit of it in due time. Now, if you know anything about farming, of which I know very little, but I do know this, that when you put a seed in the ground, it doesn't grow up overnight. It takes time for the fruit, for the harvest to come. It takes time for it to grow. Many different factors are involved. And it's no different for the means of grace that God gives to his people. It doesn't usually blossom and grow immediately. Oftentimes, we have to wait for the fruit of it in due time. Psalm 123, verses 1 and 2, to you I lift my eyes, O you who are enthroned in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a maidservant to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God till he has mercy upon us. And so we continue to wait patiently. We continue to trust in the promises that the sacrament holds out to God's people. And we wait with patience, with expectation that God will indeed bless the labor that he has performed at that sacrament. And so we wait patiently for the fruit of it. Again, in Psalm 42, beginning with verse 5, "Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, and my salvation and my God." Verse 8, "By day the Lord commands a steadfast love, and at night his song is with me, a prayer to God, to the God of my life." And so we understand that because of the nature of things, we may have to wait, and we may have to wait with patience. And so we do wait, praying that God would indeed bless the sacrament to us. And as we leave that table, we pray and ask for the Lord to bear fruit of it in our lives. But it is possible, of course, that we have failed in preparation. We have failed to be diligent in our behavior at the meal itself. We have entered into it in a frivolous way. We have not meditated upon the sacrament at the meal. We have been distracted. We have turned away and turned aside from the benefits that it offers to us. And we are all prone to that. I recognize I'm prone to that. We are all prone to that because we are creatures of dust and we need the Spirit's help. But if we find that this happens, we are to be humbled by these things. We are not to just cast it off as common to man, but we are to be humbled by the knowledge of that and seek to make some adjustments, more care and diligence as we come to the meal. A curious passage that reference is used as the proof text here is 2 Chronicles 30. Verses 18 and 19. There we read 2 Chronicles 30, verses 18 and 19. "For a majority of the people, many of them from Ephraim, Manasseh, Issachar, and Zebulun, had not cleansed themselves, yet they ate the Passover otherwise than as prescribed. For Hezekiah had prayed for them, saying, 'May the good Lord pardon everyone who sets his heart to seek God, the Lord, the God of his fathers, even though not according to the sanctuary's rules of cleanness.'" So we have some people here who did not prepare adequately for the Passover meal, and Hezekiah prays for them, begging God that he would pardon them and that they would pardon all those who sets their heart to seek the Lord. And so as we recognize our failure, our weakness in this area, we see we fall short of it. Indeed, we are humbled by it, and we seek then, therefore, to come to the meal at the next occasion with greater care and diligence. 1 Chronicles 15, verses 12 through 14. 1 Chronicles 15, verses 12 through 14. Really jumping into the middle of a context here, but there we read, "And David said unto them, 'You are the heads of the fathers' houses of the Levites. Consecrate yourselves, you and your brothers, so that you may bring up the ark of the Lord, the God of Israel, to the place that I have prepared for it. Because you did not carry it the first time, the Lord our God broke out against us, because we did not seek him according to the rule.' So the priests and the Levites consecrated themselves to bring up the ark of the Lord, the God of Israel." And so there was a recognition of weakness and a failure to keep the rule regarding the Ark of the Covenant, and the people then determined at the next occasion, at this occasion, to do as the Lord had commanded. And so these are things that we do as we leave this table of the Lord. We exercise diligence in reviewing and reflecting, waiting patiently for the fruit of it to be born in our lives. And where we find weakness and struggle, where we find that we have not done as we should at that meal, we are humbled by it. And we seek then, therefore, in the future to be more careful and more diligent at the meal. And so I hope these things are helpful as we have considered much surrounding the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. Beginning with the Monday edition, we are going to turn our attention away from the sacraments. We are going to begin looking at the subject of prayer, beginning with larger catechism question. Our shorter catechism question number 98. But until then, If you have any questions, or you have any comments, you want to contact me, the way to do that is there before you on the screen. So the Lord, may the Lord bless you today. May you walk in His ways. May you serve Him. And may you be in worship this Lord's Day to praise the eternal King, the Lord of glory, our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer. God bless.